Disruptor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Well, thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody. It's time to have a few hours of gardening talk, and be delighted if you give me a call and we chat on the air. If you don't have anything, just sit back and enjoy the goings on. We're going to have our usual affair today. We've got in Howard's garden. I got a report about dogs, and I need some help with some of these dogs at the SPCA. So stay tuned for that. Marty Whitkin will be in with me and starting the second hour and hanging around. We'll be talking about the big show coming up in September that we're doing together, and we'll talk about human health and gardening. Both. So if you've got any questions for her, save it for then. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. My tea is good this morning. It's powerful. I kind of did more of the usual. It's ginger, fresh ginger. Thyme, it's an English thyme, put quite a bit of it in there. In fact, even put some of the stems because I was in a hurry. Instead of pulling all the little small leaves off the stems, I threw did some of that, but I threw some of the stems in as well. It doesn't hurt anything. It'll tend to give it more tannin and a little bit stronger taste if you do that with any woody herbs that you use in your tea. Also sage, a couple of different kinds of sage, and then a big spoonful of honey. And it's a good tea. It's a nice one for you to try, so give that a shot. Our SPCA information is this. The dog this morning is a real cute one. It's Harley, 10-year-old, white and black, instead of black and white. Anatolian Shepherd and Border Collie mix, and he's a good-looking dog, weighs about 77 pounds. They say he's a real friendly, sweet dog, a little anxious when you first meet him, and then he calms down quickly, gets along great with children, 6 to 10 years old, but he's a little bit particular about his dog friends, so I think they recommend this all the time. It's good to bring your other dogs, if you have any, in to meet a new potential pet that you have. This dog, Harley, is at the Jan Rhys Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. That's the one just west of downtown Dallas. So check out their photographs. And then the bad news is that Aubrey, Snow White, Simba, and Callie are all still waiting for their permanent home. So check them out, their photographs and all the information on our website, as always, under the SPCA button. And I didn't look. I need to look real quickly at something. I think we probably have our mystery photograph up for you. Let me double check real quick. Yes, if you guess, if you identify the mystery photograph, you win a couple of things. One is you win the Torque Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course. That's our online course, 15 chapters and all that stuff. You become certified by our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. You also win a gift from Espoma, one of their bottles of organic liquid plant food. I was using some of it yesterday. Finally got around to catching up on a few things that I had had on my list for quite a while. One of those things was watering the flowering plants. Now that we've gone through this tremendous heat, it's still hot, but it's actually going the right direction now. We've had some high clouds, which has helped cool things off a little bit. And I was fertilizing with a combination of Garrett Juice Pro, rather, with microbes and the Espoma. And Espoma puts beneficial microbes in their products, too. So if you haven't tried them, their products, give that a shot. If you want to win one of them in one of our courses, identify the mystery photograph. The mystery photograph's on dirtdoctor.com. Up there, the big picture that's at the top of the page, it changes by itself, changes automatically if you don't push one of the buttons. And that will stop it, and you have to then manually go from one to the other. But it's usually this second one to the end on the right is the mystery photograph. And it's a plant that I did not have in the library on the website. And it's one that I have growing at the office, and I was experimenting around with it, and I discovered a little something interesting about it that I did not know, which we'll talk about whenever it gets identified. And if it doesn't get identified, I'll bring it up toward the end of the show. The website is, again, dirtdoctor.com. That's where you can get all the information about learning more about this natural organic approach that we take. It's where you can sign up for the free newsletter that we send out weekly. Information about my Dallas Morning News column is there. It's still rocking along on Wednesdays now. It's been moved a couple times, but I think probably it has settled down to the Wednesday position in the Dallas Morning News. Information about my books, if you click on the information about joining the Organic Club of America, it'll tell you about the books and how to buy books at a certain level or donate at a certain level and get some additional benefits other than just membership in the Organic Club of America. Seed from my garden and Bob Webster's garden and some other things for you. The show that's coming up that Marty and I are going to do, we're going to have some meetings, some kind of private get-togethers of the Organic Club members that get to either are here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or get to come into town for the event. The date is September the 15th, if you don't know that, so mark it down all day long. It's a Saturday. It's in Plano at the Plano Center out there. I've been getting a lot of questions about plants losing their leaves and the weather, so we'll talk about that along with a lot of other things. Let's see what this first caller wants. I don't know what the time is. Let me reset my thing. David's taking your calls in there and getting you ready, by the way, this morning. And he says, I've got plenty of time. Let's just go if I can get the window to come back up now. Talk to Patricia. Patricia, what can I do for you this morning?
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Talking, taking my question, and I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I started going organic here in Hideaway, and my yard is looking really good.
Well, great.
But I know that in the fall, I need to do a pre-emergent to keep the weeds down. What should I use, when to apply it, and how much?
Well, of course, I don't recommend any of the toxic chemical synthetic things. I think you realize that already, but I want to say that for everybody. I think that's one of the most horrible things you can do to the biology in the soil. The organic gardening approach to pre-emergent is corn gluten meal. Corn gluten meal is the protein fraction of whole ground cornmeal. It actually came about because when the corn is turned into high fructose corn syrup and other products, the protein is kicked out as a byproduct. And for years, it just went into animal feeds and things like that. And then it was discovered that it had this power to be a pre-emergent herbicide. And works very well. It also works very well as an organic fertilizer. So it's a natural weed and feed. And it works probably better, Patricia, in the spring than it does in the fall, probably because in the fall the weather is even more variable. It roller coasters up and down. And for it to work, or for the toxic chemical pre-emergence to work, you got to guess that period of time, just, you know, weeks or days before the germination of the weed seed. Our best guess is usually sometime around September the 15th in the fall. So put that on your calendar. Put the corn gluten meal out sometime around that point in time here in North Texas at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. You could get some benefit as low as maybe 15 pounds. But most of the people that get good benefit from it put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. There are some organic practitioners who put it out more than once, twice, sometimes even three times. My only worry about that is that you're putting out an awful lot of protein, an awful lot of nitrogen, and you can literally over-fertilize and bring some diseases in, like brown patch and gray leaf spot and things like that. But that's what I'd recommend sometime around September the 15th.
Okay, and I have one more quick question.
Okay.
I have a six crepe myrtle trees. They're about 20 feet tall.
Patricia, we're just going to be too short here. Can you hang with me?
All right.
Hang on. I'll be back in just a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. In fact, I'll try to talk to her off the air, and I'll be back.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Before I go to the next call and the rest of my stuff, Patricia and I talked off the air just a minute, and it's something that I need to say for everybody. She was asking about fertilizing crepe myrtles after we talked about putting out corn gluten meal as a pre-emergent, you know, a natural pre-emergent. And I told her that if she does the corn gluten meal, that that's plenty of fertilizer for the crepe myrtles, too. You can just use it to fertilize everything. I use it in the vegetable garden and all kinds of places. In fact, the best use there is for corn gluten meal is when you have a bare bed, whether it's landscaping or a vegetable garden or a herb garden or whatever it is, and to put it out when the soil has been prepared and it's all bare and everything. You put the corn gluten, you plant the transplants, not seed. You can't put it out after you've put the seed down. You're going to hurt the germination of the seed. But once the seed are growing, or if you do transplants like most of the time we're doing, or a lot of the time we're doing, and then you cover the corn gluten meal with mulch, you will pretty much shut down those weeds. I've had a couple people tell me it didn't work perfectly for them, but it's, again, a timing thing and luck comes into play, but it works beautifully in most cases to use it that way. So you can just count the corn gluten meal as the fertilizer for the crepe myrtles and the other plants on the property, or you can supplement it with, and she asked me this specifically, with the Garrett juice and the Espoma mixed together, or use them separately, or however. Now, what you do is you just mix it according to the label directions, like you would use it for potted plants or whatever, and drench the root zone with the mixture of the liquid fertilizer. It's a really good two-step way to go for anything that you want to bloom better and grow a little bit more dramatically. Let's see what Jim is up to here in Waco, Texas. Hey, Jim.
Say, Howard. Say, I talked to you, I think, a week or two ago that I had those bald cypress knees coming up all in my yard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the best way to get rid of that St. Augustine so I can put down a mulch of some kind?
Do mulch or ground cover or whatever?
Yeah.
The St. Augustine is the easiest grass to get rid of, Jim, and the reason is it doesn't have real deep aggressive rhizomes, even though Bermuda grass, they're not super deep as far as a dimension, but they're just a lot tougher and harder to get rid of. The St. Augustine rhizomes tend to be right at the surface of the soil, sometimes even above ground. So if you just scrape off, you know, an inch and the grass, that pretty much kills it out. you could kill it with 20% vinegar spray or one of the commercial mixtures, the fatty acid products like BioSafe or something like that, or you can do a combination of the two. You could scrape it off, and then as it tries to pop back, do the spraying at that point. But I'd just scrape it off and throw it in the compost pile is probably what I would do.
What about covering it with some kind of plastic and killing it? Would that work?
Well, solarization is what that's called, and I just wrote a Dallas Morning News column about it a week or two ago, and that would be a possibility. But if you drive along Central Expressway in Dallas anytime soon and look at the bald cypress that are planted at the intersections down kind of on the lower level, those were all planted with plastic put over the root system, and then mulch went on top of that, and they're all suffering terribly, even though the plastic hadn't held up and looks like a big mess. It's done a lot of damage to those trees. So I think doing solarization on across the root system of a tree is going to hurt the tree.
Oh, okay.
So I would do the physical removal and then some spot spraying as you need to with either a fatty acid or a vinegar product.
Okay. Okay, can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
You told me to plant cestrums.
Yellow cestrum is a big perennial that I like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I bought two, and I put them in big pots about 20 inches across. And one of them, it took it about 3 days, and, boy, I mean, it's looking terrible. The leaves are curling up. Could that be too much water?
It could be. When you're in a pot, it's very difficult to get the water just perfectly. So keeping it sopping wet could have led to a problem. It could also be dry. You could have had some dry pockets in the potting soil, and that could have been the problem as well.
Well, now, I don't think it was dry because, I mean, when I potted them, I filled that thing plumb full of water than pots.
Yeah, keeping it just super saturated, wet all the time probably led to an anaerobic situation and maybe led to disease hitting it, knocking it out. Try them again. It's a good plant. Doing it during the 105 degree weather, you know, it was kind of unhappy about that conditions too. So I need to talk about the watering in general, especially for trees, a little bit more anyway. So maybe I'll give you a few more tips when I get into that.
Okay, those. Now, I feel of the soil before I water those in pots. And if they're damp, is that plenty?
Yeah, if they're damp on the surface, you're probably watering too much. You need to let the surface sort of start drying out a little bit, probe, and make sure you're not drying too deep, you know,
right,
so you water enough. But if you're keeping it just wet all the time, that's probably the culprit.
Well,
I'm going to have to run. Let me talk about watering a little bit more when I come back, Jim. Is that okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. I'm
bye-bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. We'll talk about some of the most common question I've been getting is related to that a little bit, but trees losing their leaves, and we'll get into it right after this. Don't go away.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478 is the phone number. Those of you holding, hang on just a minute. Let me catch up on a couple things, and I'll get right to you. Plants losing leaves. I've gotten two or three questions about it, and people probably are worried about it a little more than they should. But on the other hand, there's a pretty simple explanation about why some of the leaves are turning yellow and being kicked off the tree. When we go through this incredible hot spell like we've been having here in a lot of the country has been, you can keep watering the same way you've been watering, thinking you're getting enough water to the root system, and you may not be getting it down deeply enough. When you go through these really hot times and droughty times, you can keep the surface, because a lot of people don't water right. You know, we talk about it on the show quite a bit, that you need to water and let it soak, run a long time and really soak down deeply, and then go as long as you can before you water again. Most people water 10 or 15 minutes pretty often, and that's a bad way to water, and that can lead to the soil drying out down below the surface and the trees responding by kicking off some of their leaves. They're probably going to be fine. They're just going to look bad for a while. I'm seeing it on a lot of plants around here and there, and the photographs that I've been sent, that's the main thing that's going on. So to stop it and get the trees to leaf back out, we're getting close to going into a little bit cooler weather, but in the meantime, just let the garden hose or the sprinkler system run longer and soak deeply into the soil. Of course, just like we were talking about with the pots, you can overdo it. You can water too much and keep things too wet and cause a problem too. So probe the soil. Use a sawed-off golf club as your probe, or buy a professional pipe probe, either way, and check the moisture level in the soil. It's a good, this surprises people, I think, a lot of times, but the leaves turning yellow and kicking off of a plant usually is not a problem. What's a problem is if the leaves turn brown and stay on the plant, that's a problem. That means the tree is in real trouble and may even already be dead. Also had a question about Surround WP, which is a kaolin clay treatment for grasshoppers. There are some grasshopper problems out there, and the question was, will the Surround product, which puts a white film on the plants, hurt beneficial insects? And the answer is no, not very much, if at all. If you got some all over some of the beneficials when you were doing the spraying, they wouldn't like it too much, but it doesn't have any killing properties. It works as a repellent and anti-feedant for the pest insects. Works beautifully on the grasshoppers. It's really a very good product. And let's see, what was the other thing? I think those were the main ones I wanted to... Oh, one other thing. You've already heard a couple of people mention that their organic program worked well today. And almost every week somebody calls in and says, since they've gone organic, things are doing better than ever before. Yeah, there's still some problems that pop up here and there, but they're much fewer than you had when you were still using synthetic fertilizers and the chemical, toxic chemical pesticides. So my point is, why not, you know, if it works as well, maybe even better, why not give it a shot? Why not give it a try? And the people that still promote and push the chemical way of doing things, it really makes you scratch your head if they know that there are thousands and thousands of people that are using total organic programs and it's being very successful. Why would they not be more positive about it and give it a shot? And that's what we're all about here on the show, trying to teach people how to have more fun gardening and better production and actually save money. I was talking to somebody the other day about water bills, and, you know, even mine at my office in my house, higher than ever before, maybe during this hot period of time. But relatively speaking, what it would have been if you hadn't been doing the organic program would have been a whole lot worse. In some cases, two times more than while you're doing an organic program. I think we had a question about that coming up. Let me see who's next here. Ann in Salem, Oregon, next on the list. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing great.
I have two quick things, but first I just wanted to tell you, I was in the retail nursery business for 12 years.
Okay.
And I loved it, and I'm retired now, but I didn't know anything about organic program at all.
Right.
And I sold all kinds of chemical stuff at the nursery.
Sure.
Since I've been listening to you, my whole attitude towards everything has completely changed. And I wish I had known all this stuff when I was in the retail nursery business. I could have given people a lot better advice.
Well, that's how it all starts. When people go to college or they get trained at a garden center, for the most part across the country, it's the chemicals that they learn about. The organic stuff, that's why we did the online course. That's why we created it, because you can't go to a university and learn about what we talk about here.
No, you can't at all. Okay, so the next thing is, do you remember when you were telling me that I needed to expose the flare on my ginkgo tree?
Right.
And I told you that it's surrounded by cement and a dry creek bed around, and it was hard to do. I was weeding, and I used my power sprayer to expose the flare about 2 feet around the tree.
Good.
And did you tell me that I had a lot of sucker problems coming up from the base of the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell me that if I exposed the flare that the suckers would stop?
90% of the time, that will affect the suckering and stop it, but not always.
Yeah, it's totally stopped. The suckers are not coming up anymore.
Great. Right. I'm glad it worked for you.
Where the suckers were coming up, have the little scars have healed over, and there's no more growth at all. So it works.
Okay, good.
The next thing is I heard you talking about corn gluten meal, and I have had an experience with this. I was looking on the internet for a rat poison, mouse poison. We don't have rats, but little mousy once in a while would get under my house or something. And I didn't want to have a poison out there because I didn't want anybody, neighbor dogs, to come over and eat it, or the coons and the possums that come out at night. I didn't want to kill them.
Right.
And I found a product that is 55% corn gluten meal and 2% sodium, sodium chloride. And this stuff is unbelievable. You put it out, and they eat it, and it kills them, but they don't, it dehydrates them, and that's how it kills them. And it dehydrates the body so that it mummifies the body so that when they go under your house and die under there, there's no smell because it dehydrates their little bodies and turns them into mummies.
And this is sold as a labeled mouse and rat control?
Absolutely. There's two brands that I found. I found one on the internet, and then I found another one at Walmart. One of them is called Rat X, and the other one is called Rat Zero. And the other great thing about this product is it does not affect anything but rodents. It doesn't affect coons, possums, dogs, or cats.
That's really interesting. That's what's going through my mind, is what it would do to wildlife and pets and things like that.
No, it doesn't hurt them. There's something about the metabolism of a rat and a mouse, apparently.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I was just fascinated by that, and I got some. I gave my neighbor some. She had a mousey underneath her house that was eating her tomatoes and everything, and it worked on them, and they just disappear.
Well, that's a great tip. I've heard about something similar to that in the past, and I haven't seen those products. Does it have an EPA number on it, or is it exempt?
Well, the other thing, the reason it made me call you is I heard you a few minutes ago talking about corn gluten meal as a fertilizer, and I noticed when I spread it out around the little hole that he had dug to go under my foundation is where my lawn is. And about a week after I put it in there, the grass around the hole has just bursting with new growth. I mean, the grass got really green all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's a good fertilizer.
So I didn't know that either. Let's see here.
Well, that's a great tip. I appreciate you passing it on to me. When we get through here, I'm going to cover one thing that's kind of related here.
I don't see anything on here, but here we go. This product has not been registered by the United States Environmental Protection Agency.
Hmm.
It has not been registered.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means. But, hey, it works, and it's organic, and it doesn't kill other animals, and it dehydrates their little bodies and turns them into mummies. So, I mean, there can't be anything wrong with this.
Okay. Well, I'll look into it. I appreciate the tip very much, Ann.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. I'm still got a question mark in the back of my feeble brain here because I have had one event reported to me where a small dog, I think it was a little weenie dog of some kind, but small, got into a bag of corn gluten meal and ate a bunch of it and got really sick, had some neurological problems, and it came from the fact that it just ate too much protein, that high concentration of protein. So I've always had that, and we've talked about it several times on the air, that is a possible problem. So a product that's 55% corn gluten meal and then a salt, sodium chloride, maybe that eliminates that worry from pets and wildlife and so forth, but still, it just sounds too good to be true there, doesn't it? But we're certainly going to look into it. If you didn't hear it, the products she was talking about are Rat X and Rat Zero, I think she said, or Rat O. And doesn't hurt wildlife, doesn't hurt pets, kills rats and mice. If that works, man, that's a heck of a tip. Let's go see what's up with Maggie in Fort Worth. Hey, Maggie.
Let me off speaker. I have two or three things. Of course, the garden is suffering this year.
Oh, yeah. Mine, and, too.
I have carefully placed sprinkler heads on fence posts. I got these things. They do the kind of the rain bridge.
Right.
But they're up on, you can mount them on these wire, you know, the fence posts that you stick the wire, chicken wire on.
Right.
And I had to move them around because it was drowning my eggplant. But that seems to work mostly in the shape of garden that I have. But because the okra was getting a little too wet also, I noticed I was getting aphids and such on it.
Mm-hmm.
I found some fruit and veggie wash. It's discounted at a local...
Maggie, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Can you hold with me? All right, hang on a minute. And then we'll catch up with everybody when we get back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call Dr. Darcy for a complimentary consultation at 214-727-1715. That's 214-727-1715.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you, and we were chatting with Maggie, and let's have the rest of the story, Maggie.
Well, because some of my okra was also getting a little wet, it was getting some aphids on it and attracting ants, which then clobber the flowers. Right. So I picked up some Eco's fruit and veggie wash at a discontinued grocery where I shop and decided to just try that. It's meant for washing the produce in the house in the sink before you eat it.
Right.
And I think you use a veggie wash one of the name brand companies makes in a similar way. But for $2.50 a bottle, about a pint or so, it works out well in the garden. And it's done a good job of knocking the aphids and ants off. And I've tried it on a couple of other things as well.
All the veggie wash things and even bio wash, that may be what you were thinking about, will work in a similar way on the ants and the aphids. Yeah.
The leaf-legged bugs are marching through the garden, and my tomatoes were horrible this year. I tried the little handheld vacuum, and I got a few, but it's just so noisy. I guess they can hear. You know, they would scamper away. So I got a few, but I ordered a bunch of the sticky traps. Somebody last year or year before called and talked about those, and I've had this note on my fridge for a while.
Yeah, the yellow sticky traps. Did you have good luck with them?
Well, I'm going to try them.
I think it'll help with that and with the spotted cucumber beetle and some of the harder to control insects. I think you have to do that along with something pretty strong, though, in some cases like spinosad.
Yeah, I've used that to a degree, but I just want to see if I have a mechanical way to slow some of them down.
Yeah, let me know how it works. That'd be great.
Also, I can't remember what it's called. I have a big bag of it. The kale and clay that you spray for grasshoppers?
Surround WP.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I still have that, and I thought about that with this extreme heat. I noticed when I've used it in the past that it tended to slow things down because it reflected a lot of light versus absorbing it into the plant. But would something like that help a garden, do you think?
I think it would. In fact, that's one of the things they use as a selling point about it, is it helps prevent sunburn and things like that. So during this 100-plus weather, I think it would be beneficial. In fact, they've always said, the manufacturers have always said, that it even, in some of the research, indicates that it even helps plant growth because it refracts the light around a little bit, kind of like using floating row cover on plants.
It sticks really well. You would think it would wash off with the first rain, but it stays on. My eggplant, I cut off all of the fruits that were on it, and it's just got this look that tells me it's probably way too wet, but I've moved the sprinklers. If it survives, I think I'm going to spray it with that and let the new leaves have that kind of extra sun protection and see if I can get a fall crop.
Yeah, let's see how that works. It might be a real good way to go. I think the only negative about it I've run into, Maggie, is that for people selling produce, you know, selling the stuff, they're going to have that cosmetic situation of the white on the fruit, on the vegetables. But other than that, I think it's a great product.
Well, the people I give produce to know how to wash it off in the sink, and I usually explain what it is. And I'm getting lots of okra right now, and I was just telling a friend on Facebook I could put it in the freezer and keep it, but fresh okra is such a treat that I give it to friends with what I can't use. And it's great goodwill because I have my garden in my front yard, and it gets pretty messy this time of year, so...
Well,
nobody's complaining about it.
Keep it up. I appreciate the report, and keep us posted on it, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Maggie. Here's Ken. Thanks for holding so long, Ken. Sorry it took so long to get to you. What can I do for you?
Yes, sir. A quick, easy question. I'm buying some property out in Henderson County, out in East Texas.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing that I've noticed out there, and I've talked to the neighbors that I'm buying the property next to, they say that when it rains real hard, the rain would just kind of stand. They have a lot of standing rain in their yard. And the question I have is it's sandy loam, but I do know that I've seen this before where sometimes sand holds water just about like a clay will.
Yeah, it sure will. I've seen terrible drainage problems in sandy soil.
My question is the reason I'm calling is because I think you had said that if you have drainage issues, that you can always add compost, mulch on top to help it, and I'm not, like I say, you're the expert, but I do remember doing that in an area, small area, that and the drainage is almost too good.
Well, any of the organic products that I talk about will help with drainage, except in one situation. But for the most part, the compost, organic fertilizers, the rock minerals, and the sugars, all of that stuff is stimulating biological activity, and that's going to help the aeration of the soil and the drainage and everything, except one situation, and that's where you have a hard pan. And that can happen where there used to be a farm there, or even a big garden, and the plowing or the rototilling was done at the same level over and over and over again. It can form a hard pan that's like a piece of steel in the ground. And the only way you can solve that, the organic products won't solve that. But what will solve it is to take an auger and drill down through it, find out where it is, and make sure you're going deep enough to drill holes through it. And then that combined with the organic products will solve the problem. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'll talk to you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number for the next 2 hours is 866-444-3478. We're going to be talking about the show coming up in September to start, so don't go away.